Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone.
That's Chicago bringing us back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Don Fotopoulos, author of the award-winning book, Accounting for the Number Phobic, the founder of HiddenProfitProfit.com, and our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Don, thanks again for hanging out with us. Cash flow is huge. Cash flow is no longer the king. Cash flow is now the emperor. What do you think?
That's exactly right. Okay, so Jim, have you ever given blood?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. And
many
so
times.
they put the, you know, they put the catheter in your arm. They pump. How come they never pump all the blood out of your body? But yeah, because you'd be dead.
I won't let them have it all.
Yeah.
I say, look, you gotta, I gotta. You don't have enough. You don't have enough Oreos for all my blood.
So blood is to your body as cash is to your business.
Yeah.
Okay, it's that important. And you run out of cash and sources of cash, it's game over. It doesn't matter how good your idea is. So managing cash flow isn't sort of like a nice to do, oh, I'll get to it next week. It is mission critical. Mission critical. So here's one data point that I'd like to give your listeners. And if they get nothing else from this interview, hopefully they get this. I have canvassed probably 5,000 business owners over the last 10 years. And 9 out of 10 of them don't invoice on a timely basis.
Yeah, you talk about that all the time, and it's still bugging
me. Okay, I'm on the stump because
I know. I don't blame you. You deserve it.
Oh man,
we have small business vendors who do business with us. They won't send us a bill.
There you go. I rest my case. And the clock doesn't start ticking until
but
invoice
it's worse
is sent.
When they finally do send us one, it's so big. I don't want to pay it.
That's exactly right. So the follow-up, right, the chaser advice to that is invoice on a timely basis and break up the invoices into manageable chunks.
Yeah.
Don't send one invoice
and
for
explain
10K.
What you're billing them for. Don't just put it on there. I mean, that's
what a concept.
I used to get, when I had my consulting company, I got more compliments because I would literally line item what I did, how much time I spent, and what project I worked on, because I was working for the CEO. They knew that, and every client I ever had said, thank you for doing that. I wish my attorney would do that.
Yeah.
And you know,
and the other thing,
and guess what?
Yeah.
They paid my bill immediately.
Well, but that's right, Jim. For one important reason, they knew the value they were getting. You used your invoice as a marketing tool.
Yes, yes.
Okay? Because the most important thing is to confirm the value the client already bought. The most important part of building a relationship is after the sale.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody thinks about that, but the invoice is really a marketing.
Because I wanted them not only to pay the bill for the invoice, I wanted them to say, come on back, let's do some more of this.
Bingo, that's right. That's right. So here's a great data point nobody ever knows. Are you ready for this one? This will change your life. We could literally shift the future of the U.S. economy with this one data point, and it goes like this. A 5% improvement in retention of a profitable customer can generate between 25 and 85% more in bottom line. So instead of going out there and canvassing the market, I need more customers, look at the customers you already have and do a better job of managing them. That's where all your profitability is. That's where your cash flow is in your existing customer base.
I don't know if I've
told you. Stop cutting your prices and getting new customers.
I don't know if I've told you this or not, but I was talking to the director of a state banking organization. He was their state trade group, and he said if my banks would make sure every customer they currently have all the financial services they need, they wouldn't need a new customer for 5 years.
Oh my gosh, perfect, right?
Yeah,
perfect. That's exactly
it. Costs you way more on many levels, emotional and financial, to bring on a new customer than it does to just keep an existing customer happy. And as you say, grow them 5%. What does that take? That's nothing.
It's nothing. And I'll tell you what, Jim.
And look at how much less brain damage you'll have.
Well, that's true. But the other thing that I see happening, and it's like crazy making, is small business owners are so panic-stricken that they have to grow their way out of a cash flow problem. I got to get new customers, so how am I going to do that? I'm going to cut my prices to get new customers, and then I bought myself another 3 to 4 man hours of work a day.
Yep.
I'm killing my gross margin. I'm killing my bottom line, and I can't figure out why I've got all these customers and I'm not making any money.
And one to five years later, you wonder why you're going out of business, why you've eaten up all your equity. Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Don, good job today. Give us the website one more time, please.
Hidden Profit, PROPHET.com.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Don, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
We always get smarter when Don joins us, and so we did today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.